Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Yes, I know I said I was ready to buy the car. I'm just not. Sweet listeners, over the years, I've been crazy lucky to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person creates something through a seemingly magical process. And you lovely dingleberries, like I said, I've been witness to this stuff on several occasions. An example, you ask? Okay. When separated, only 50% of Sonny and Cher had undeniable talent. Speaking of which, not too long ago, while having my conscience scraped and rinsed, the idea hit me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas, then offered a podcast of this seemingly magical process, and I could call it Alchemy? Why can't you be more like your brother? Well, after a bit of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our group of alchemists, shall we? In no particular order. Say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Vanessa, what can money buy if not love?
Most things.
Nicely said. Lock the doors. It's Chris Alvarado time. Chris, when did you realize it was time?
I'm still waiting.
Okay, good. Come on, people. Bring those paws together for Craig Kukowski. Craig, why can't we be friends?
Well, you'll have to ask War, because they wrote that song, and they know the answer.
That's right. Bingo was his name. Well, what about some sweet James Heaney? James, can I call you Tommy Tim Tom?
I guess so.
Thanks for committing.
Wow.
Last, but chap your lips if you think him least, he's Greer. Get used to it. Mr. Joey Greer. Brother G, can you spare $7,800?
No.
All right. Okay, let's get to our first scene, shall we? Yes. We find Linda and Danny strolling the floor of the Consumer Electronics Convention in Las Vegas. As they do, various vendors pitch them their never-imagined-before electronic devices that will change the world.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. I thought we were going to go to the Bellagio, though.
Oh, of course we will. I mean,
I'd love to see that glass.
Ding, 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 ding. This is, watch.
It's very overwhelming.
These drones are everywhere.
I really want to go to the Bellagio.
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll go. You know, careful with that moon that you're wearing. I don't want any of the blades to snag it up and rip it off or anything.
Got a lot of ruffles because I want to look beautiful.
Well, you do. You've always looked beautiful. Linda, I've always told you that.
I know, Danny, but okay. This is supposed to be our anniversary trip, and here we are.
Oh, middle of... Come on, you know I'm into electronics. I love this. Oh, look at this stuff over here. They got all those.
Ooh, like... you guys look like you've just arrived here.
Yes, we have.
Wow, this is a good news for you. I've got a new invention.
Oh.
Let's hear it.
Well, imagine once you've been here for a while, you're going to have a lot of stuff in your hands, and you're going to need somewhere to put all that stuff.
Linda, I have a purse.
Well, geez, that looks... Can I see that?
Yes.
I bought it for her. It was a wedding gift.
All right. Well, this is really similar. But what this is it's a couple of pieces of fabric. And you're going to notice at the top of this fabric, these teeth here are separated and combined with this little device that pulls back and forth. Watch.
A zipper.
What?
That looks like a zipper.
Well, it's a patented thing that I've come up with, and this is all completely solar-powered.
Oh, that's the electronic part of it. Okay.
Yeah, like, it requires no batteries, no plugs, no charging, no anything. Here, hold on to it. Put this over your shoulder.
Oh, it's scratchy.
Let me hold your purse.
Linda, are you okay?
It's the burlap. It's just scratching.
Well, it's what we call really sturdy materials.
Oh, okay. You're kind of cut, Linda, on the back. You're bleeding a little bit on the back of your shoulder.
And I already had a rash there.
Jeez,
This is $30, but today I will give you a...
No.
Linda, but you're going to have a lot of things that you pick up at this.
Danny.
Linda, come on.
Stay strong, yeah, Danny. This
guy's an entrepreneur. He's an entrepreneur. We
got to
help
him. We have a lot
business.
Of entrepreneurs we could help.
That's what I'm saying. But
you're donating to Kickstarters every day. Now we need to get this man with a burlap purse.
Excuse me. Did I hear you donate to Kickstarters?
Yes.
Jeez. This is your lucky day.
Oh, no.
If you let me log in on my laptop really quick, I'd like you to see my Kickstarter page.
How old is that laptop?
This is not an old laptop. But
are you a verified vendor here, sir?
I haven't gotten a table. If I get a table inside the doors,
he's not wearing shoes, Danny.
Well, you know how these tech guys are. They're very off the grid.
Yeah, but they usually wear shoes. Oh, they're okay. Usually all about the grid.
This guy's off the grid, Linda. These tech guys. Okay, sir.
So take a look at this. This here is my webpage for a Kickstarter. It's actually a GoFundMe.
Okay.
But if you notice on the very front page that if you donate now... I'll share your donation on social media, and everybody will understand that you're somebody that supports new ideas.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with you sharing that information that I donated on social
media.
But we're going to be back. We're going to be back. And
what's your email address?
My email is danny@danny.com. So
okay,
just
thank you.
You can always email me whenever you need
to. Oh, great. Awesome. And your email address?
I don't have email.
Don't lie to me.
I can lie to you.
That's my wife, sir. She can lie to you, sir.
I can lie to anyone I want to.
She just admitted she's lying to me. Give me your email address.
Sir, no. She doesn't want to give it up. That's
Thank
okay.
Thank you, Danny.
That's how I do my marketing. This is a consumer electronic show.
You have a scratchy purse.
It's not scratchy. That's sturdy.
Danny, leave.
Okay. I need to leave.
Wait, come back over here. Where are you guys going? Linda,
I'm sorry about that.
Excuse me, miss. Can I interest you in a spritz of the future?
Ooh, stingy.
Sir, what was in that? Nanotechnology?
Go to spritz.com. Let us know what you think.
Okay, we will. Thank you. Isn't this fun? Isn't this so much fun?
Folks, step right up over here, sir, madam.
Yes, sir.
I can't help you notice that you're admiring the IMIX 2000
you
here.
You
can't help me notice?
I can't help you notice, and you can't help me notice. I can't help noticing that you're admiring the IMIX 2000.
We weren't. I got sprayed.
Yeah.
I got scratched.
Oh, stay away from those guys.
Okay.
Yeah, charlatans, all of them.
Thank you. I agree.
I can't help but notice that you're looking at the IMIX 2000.
Well, you're not letting us leave. Yeah, so I guess this is what we have
to do. Yeah, stay here. Okay. Stay here.
You keep moving the IMIX around right in our field of vision.
You don't have a booth. You just have this little platform you're moving around.
That's right. Well, the IMIX 2000 is a cylindrical device powered by a technology that allows you to put various food items into it. And if you will, mix or blend
them together.
It's not a blender. It's an IMIX 2000. This is state of the art.
It looks Notice, so much like a blender.
It looks a lot like an IMIX. Look, I'm putting the frozen berries inside.
Okay, so you're swimming in your suit right
now. I'm putting a banana in there.
Okay.
Great.
You're not even taking the peel off. Okay.
Okay. I'm putting some 2% milk in there.
Are you sure about what you're making, sir?
Now, when I hit the mix button.
Jesus, there's no top to it. There's no top.
There's
to
no
it,
top
sir.
Yet. This God, is.
Jesus, Linda, are you okay?
Danny.
Are you okay, Linda?
This is still being tested. We're testing
it.
We're testing it without a top.
Okay,
just
sir.
To see how that works.
Well, blenders
have tops, sir. Blenders
it's
have
not
tops.
A blender.
Okay,
it's a blender. It's a blender.
Don't cry.
Okay.
No.
Oh, Danny. Do you have a GoFundMe? Do you have a Kickstarter?
What's that?
You don't.
No.
What is that?
Don't worry about that.
Here's a loose 20. Here's a loose 20 under the blender.
Oh,
under the blender.
Thank you so
much. Oh, it ate it up.
There's blades on the bottom.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, there's blades on the top and the bottom.
What the?
Yikes.
Okay.
I just thought it would double your blending capabilities.
Okay.
Sure.
Have a wonderful day. Danny.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we please go get a massage by the pool?
Oh, come on, these entrepreneurs. Linda, this is exciting.
Everyone is sad, Danny.
Oh, don't say that. These are people trying something new.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Linda,
hello. No, Mom, I'm in Las Vegas. Oh, hi, folks.
Hello. Sorry to interrupt.
I was just talking to my mother, who's not in this state, using this device you see before you.
Okay. Cell phone.
Excuse me?
Cell phone.
Cells live in our body, as you know. Uh-huh. I've created a device that uses wave technology to speak to those who are not in the same room or the same state as you. Soon enough, we will have the technology to reach people outside of the country, even. Right now?
Where are we? What is going on?
Honey.
Are you pranking me?
No, I'm not pranking you.
Is there a video camera here?
Linda, I'm sure there is.
A video
is
what?
Electronic
Danny?
Convention.
A video what?
Sir?
A video what?
You have a cell phone in your hand, and it's a flip phone.
No, this is not. This is a wave phone.
You've taped over the Motorola
Danny,
symbol.
Danny, if you are pranking me, I don't think it's funny.
I'm not pranking you, okay? I'm not pranking you.
You know, he pranked me last year on our anniversary.
Oh, yeah? What was that all about?
It wasn't nice.
No, I...
He filled our mattress with snakes.
That's funny.
She wanted a waterbed. And
let me ask you a question. What's your name, sir?
Danny.
Well, how would I know that?
Because I think I've yelled it at him. recently.
Well, I was probably talking to somebody who was not in this room. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know somebody who's not currently in Las Vegas?
Many people. Yes.
Okay. Do you want to give me a phone number of theirs, perhaps?
No.
Ma'am? Phone number of somebody who is not in Las Vegas?
No.
Well, excuse me. This man is stealing my ideas. I have set up towers that put out waves that are the way he uses that device
you
to
work.
You
use WAV technology. I use WAVE technology.
You wouldn't have a business if it wasn't for me.
Brett, listen, I let you sleep on my couch for 2 fucking years. 2 years.
We
you
started
didn't pay
a
me
company.
A dollar of rent.
It was supposed to be a business venture together.
Hello?
Give me that.
Oh, I'm talking to somebody who's not in Las Vegas right now.
Give me that phone. Are you? Hello?
That's a show phone.
That one's for show. I have a GoFundMe.
Oh, great.
And if you could maybe help support that, mm-hmm. I will actually have the technology within this WAV phone.
Be more than happy to do that.
You are supporting a corporate thief. This was our idea. We built this together.
We got matching tattoos one night. And that to me meant a bond, Brett.
Yeah. It seems like you both agree there's a bond.
Yeah.
That's somewhere good to start from.
Hey, maybe I've been spending too much time trying to talk to people not near me when I should be communicating with you.
Rick, I just thought that we grew apart. You told me you didn't want me on your couch anymore. I had to get my own apartment.
I was getting frustrated.
Do you feel this?
Yeah, this is so much better than the Bellagio. This is so much better.
I'm going to throw this out there. Let me just give you a soft pitch.
Okay, Rick.
What if we combined WAV technology with WAVE technology and made a device so powerful that people could communicate with people wherever they wanted, whenever they wanted.
I built towers across the country, Rick. Are you willing to work with me again?
Sounds like he is.
Okay.
Yes, he just said, but also, you guys, we all have phones.
You have cellular phones.
Right.
We're talking WAVE phones. Only.
What are the benefits?
Benefits right now?
Do you see all the walls around us?
Yep.
These WAVEs can penetrate walls.
So.
Okay. So can the cell phone. the cell phone can also do that. Well, you know what? We're going to keep on going around, checking some booths out. I feel like you guys have figured something out.
Yeah.
And thank you. Thank you for your time.
Are you two pet lovers? Do you like pets? Do you own pets?
I love pets.
Yes.
Finally, something for me.
Do you have pets at home?
I have 2 pets living and 2 buried.
Oh, tell me about the buried ones.
One was a big old guinea pig.
Right?
Very big. More like a dog than a guinea pig, we always said. We named him Puppy Pig. And then the other was a little parakeet.
Parakeet by the name of?
Keter.
So Puppy Pig and Keter.
That's right.
What would you pay if you could bring those 2 lovely pets back into your lives?
Oh, well, we got a replacement pig.
I understand.
And a replacement bird. Those
exact,
I think we're fine.
Those exact animals, though,
well,
that you loved and buried.
That's impossible. You can't reanimate
flesh. That's where you're wrong. Welcome to the future of pets.
Jesus Christ.
That's the Hound 9000. I know you didn't mention a dog, but just to give you an example of the technology of robotic pets.
Big, big pupils.
Watch this. Larry, sit. Look at that. Wow. Sitting right down. Larry, shit.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, but look, it's not too bad.
No, it's actually
is
a moderate size.
Is that just a sponge? That's amazing.
Sir.
You know, my least favorite thing about pets has always been, pardon it, but the shit.
Yes.
Look at that.
Oh, that's actually fantastic.
Can I touch it?
It's a sponge.
It's a sponge. Well, this is remarkable.
Larry down.
Look how quickly he responded to you, sir.
Oh,
what was your name again?
Danny. He is staring into my soul.
Larry, that's Danny. He's your new owner.
Oh, hold on a second. I don't know if we can take this.
Oh, he loves you.
Simple payments of $9.95 a week.
$9.95
that's
a week.
All it takes to take Larry home today.
Why can't it just be one payment of something?
That's a great question, babe.
What?
I'm a little business guy.
Larry. Oh, it's revving up. Okay. All right.
That's a little urination. It happens every 19
it's
minutes.
It's revving!
Right?
That's something we can play
with.
Yeah,
he's beautiful. It's a beautiful robot that I'm presenting here. Larry, go fetch. He'll bring that
Runs
tennis
like
ball
a horse.
Back. Yeah, watch this. That tennis ball's coming right back, unharmed, dropped right into my hand. Any minute now. Larry will come right back around that corner.
Well, while we're waiting, you did say it was reanimated flesh. This is a robot dog?
Yeah. So, well, no, I didn't say anything about reanimation.
You,
I just asked
you how much we would.
What would you pay?
Oh, that was just a separate. That was something completely unrelated. Okay. It's just curiosity.
All right, so this has...
There he is! Oh. There's my Larry!
Jesus, what is in his mouth? That is not the ball.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's a baby. He brought a baby with him.
Uh-oh.
Larry, drop!
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God, I got it. I got the baby. Holy God!
That's a cute
Larry, go
baby.
Lie down.
Oh, this isn't my kid. I don't know whose kid this is.
That's your kid now.
I can't take care of this kid. Linda, please, come on.
No, you know what? Put the kid on the counter here. I'll find the owner.
Okay.
Folks, the guinea pig and the other one was a parakeet.
Correct.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is we can build robotic versions of those two pets and have them in your homes in less than 6 months.
Okay.
What would you pay?
Well, we have...
How about less?
Great. We do have enough pets at the moment.
Less than that. Okay. Think of a number.
A dollar.
Okay, a little more.
$5.
A week?
Just one-time payment, just straight up.
What does it cost to do this? And I actually, you know, now that I'm having a moment to calm down from the shock of it all, why would people do this?
Because the pet will never die and you'll never have to bury it.
Eric, oh my gosh, I just love the spritz counter over there. Where's the baby?
The what?
Where's our boy?
Our boy. Oh, yes. A giant robotic dog came and took it.
What?
A giant robotic dog came and took it. It was amazing.
Oh, that sounds neat.
It was. Cool. It was cool.
Excuse me. I'm part of the Las Vegas Board of Commissions and Search and Warrants, and we got some towers outside.
Those are my towers.
Those are your towers, buddy?
I mean, they're just display. Please don't touch them because I spent a lot of money building those towers.
Yeah, well, those towers are dangerous, all right? There's a lot of loose metal on those things and falling down, hurting people as they're coming into the convention center, right, buddy?
Listen, that's high technology. If you even touch it...
High technology? That's bungee cord keeping those... It looks like pieces of glass in there, too.
Those bungee cords are pulled tight. You pull one bungee cord off and it'll flail at everyone.
Okay, buddy. You gotta remove these ASAP.
I will, as soon as this show's over.
You gotta do it right now, buddy. All right, people getting hurt.
People are gonna get hurt if I start loosening up bungee cords.
Okay, buddy. Do not threaten me. Do not threaten the people of this convention.
I'm not threatening anybody.
Everything okay here?
No. No, this man's harassing me.
Sir, do you have your vendor badge?
What?
Where's your vendor badge?
Oh, jeez.
Where's your shoes?
Oh, jeez. They were on my feet and around my neck earlier. I must have been robbed. I must have been robbed.
You don't remember being robbed.
I do now. Now that I think about it, it was that guy that's he's got an eye mixer.
I think
he's been shady. The
What's an eye mixer?
Well, there's a series of blades on the inside of this cylindrical tube.
Blender guy?
Hmm?
The blender guy?
No, the eye mixer guy. And underneath it, there's another series of blenders.
What?
Sir, I'm sorry. We're going to have to put you in a holding room.
Don't touch me. Don't touch
Take
me.
Take him to the holding
Let's
room.
Let's get out of here. Come
that
on, buddy.
Hurts.
Come on, buddy.
Don't.
We take our group to one of the last remaining Barnes and Nobles, while Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Richard Landry is signing books. His last six novels, you should know, have not sold well. He's accompanied by the store manager, David, a big fan. The line is short, but they've each got a copy to be signed by Richard Landry.
Now, what's that? Are we getting started, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, I was holding the line a little bit longer because I feel like if the line gets long enough, the excitement's just going to build like electricity.
Yeah, this is not a long line.
Not yet, but I've tweeted
it
out.
It's barely wrapping around the self-help section.
Well, if really this is 5 minutes early, is...
You know who I am, right?
Of course I know who you are.
I'm Richard Landry.
Richard, I'm your biggest fan. You wouldn't be here right now if I didn't fight the board members to have you here signing books.
I've won a Pulitzer.
Yeah.
And a Pulitzer.
Oh, I thought that was the same thing.
Nope, different awards, different pronunciation.
Mm.
Look, my new novel is perhaps my best work yet.
I don't want to be unprofessional, but I've actually brought my own copy of the novel, and I'd like you to sign it.
You brought your copy of the novel? My first book?
Yeah.
My first book, the novel.
Yeah, I mean, yes. It's not the one that you're doing right now, but it changed my life. It got me into selling books.
No, yes. Well, they're still studying the novel in colleges and universities.
I would hope so. If they stop, it would be a tragedy. But
it will,
know.
And a travesty.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you would just sign it, I'm sure.
How do you spell David?
It's David, D-A-V-I-D. David.
Is there a Starbucks in here?
I'm sorry, you are not allowed to come for this.
Looking for a Starbucks.
This is Richard Landry. He's a famous
author. Oopsie do, I need a Starbucks.
Look, there's a line here. There's a procedure.
Yes. Well, there's always a line at Starbucks, but I don't smell the Java, honey, so I've got questions.
This Barnes & Noble doesn't have a Starbucks. They've considered it not a financial.
There was a sign outside that said Starbucks.
There used to be a Starbucks
the
here.
The mermaid lady with an arrow.
Listen, if you get in line, I'll bring you a cup of coffee.
What do you got?
There was a while that Barnes & Noble sold Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. Do you still have Cheesecake Factory cheesecake?
Well, now you're talking my language, Dick.
Richard, we had to close all of those things. Business hasn't
been
good.
You know, when I was a kid, I thought the cheesecake was actually me made of cheese.
You cannot put your hands on his face.
Well, it's not like he's squirming. He likes it, doesn't he?
Your skin is rough.
It is. I work hard with my hands.
What do you do for a living?
I make sandcastles.
You make what?
Sandcastles.
For a living?
That's right. Well, it's not much of a living, but it is a lot of a lifestyle.
All right.
I'm a beach bum. Third generation, I guess.
What is your name?
Snoofer.
Snoofer?
Richard, you don't have to.
How do you spell that? The traditional way?
I've never actually seen it written down.
Richard, please don't sign Snoofer on my book.
Look, Snoofer is a fan, and Snoofer will get your copy of the novel.
I'm a fan of this guy. This guy's a cool guy.
Is the line open yet? Is the line open?
I am so sorry, sir. Snoofer, if you go to the end of the line, I'll bring you a cup of what?
Oh, sir.
I said ma'am. I said ma'am.
You said sir.
No, you called her a sir.
I think I was just saying ma'am. It might have sounded weird.
This is not the day and age for gender confusion.
I learned that the hard way. This could get you in a heap of trouble, honey.
Listen, I'll get you both a cup of coffee if you just settle down. And Richard, I don't mean to leave you alone here, but if you could just start the signatures, I'll bring coffee. Do you need something?
Yes.
What do you need, Dick?
I will take a slice of Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. Maybe a Oreo truffle turtle.
That sounds good.
I'll have one of that.
Oh, there's not a Cheesecake Factory within walking distance.
There's one about 13 miles away.
There's always one within walking distance, depending on how far you're willing to walk.
This guy's good, okay?
Okay, I'll be back in 30 minutes.
I'm going to get in the back of the line. I'll see you in a minute, honey.
All right, nice to meet you,
Snoofer. Yeah.
I'll take a cup of gumbo, too, if you have one. Hello.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. Mr.
What is your name, you enchanting creature?
I thought you would recognize me by my voice. I've sent you a lot of audio mail.
A lot of voicemail, yes.
And I just want to say, oh my God, I never thought I'd get to meet Mr. Landry in person. Rachel Shishun, and...
Rachel Shishun.
Shishun, and your work has helped me...
Take your time, Rachel, take your time. Take a deep breath. Tell me, do you have a favorite of my books?
Well, besides the novel.
Yes, everybody likes the novel. We've established that.
I loved Boy in the Clouds.
Boy in the Clouds. Yes, yes. I thought it was deep cut.
Deep cut. And I loved your essays on the idea of why. And it was just fantastic. I loved that. I love everything that you had to do about that, like intermingling with all the other...
Take a deep breath.
Mr. Landry.
Put your breast back in.
Oh, okay. What do you like, huh? No,
very nice. You're very, very well endowed.
One of them is bigger than the other.
I noticed that. Yeah. Much bigger. Yes.
Just fuck me.
Okay.
Fuck me.
I can't hear. I can't hear, Rachel. Where are you staying?
Is this the line or is this a sex line?
Oh, I hope it's a sex line. Fuck
it's whatever line it needs to be, sir.
Okay. I'll keep waiting then, I guess.
Fuck me. Get inside. Get inside me, buddy.
Excuse me, miss. Would you mind stepping out of line for just a second, please? I had a couple of questions I need to ask you.
Okay.
Yeah, pardon me, Mr. Landry. This sort of thing won't happen again.
Yeah, that's all right, Ted.
Next person, please step up.
Hi, Mr. Landry.
Hello. Who should I make this out to?
Not so fast.
Oh.
I'm on to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm one of those. One of those that read the secret messages. Read the lines between the lines of
the
books.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Yes.
Now, I noticed in Boy in the Clouds and the idea of why, the first letter of every sentence made another word, and that word was posturbe. No,
that's not a word.
It wasn't a word until that's right. Until you created it.
Okay, it's gobbledygook. It's a mishmash.
Oh, gobbledygook. Another good one. Now, there's a whole society.
I can't take credit for that.
There's a whole society of us that have read your messages, and we disagree with your viewpoints, frankly.
Look, why take the trouble to do this, first of all? Look at the first letter of every word?
That begins every sentence?
Every sentence. Look, you have a whole Reddit group going.
That's right. Yes. That's right. That's right. And we are on to you, and we disagree with your viewpoints on immigration, on guns, on
Oh, really?
Abortion.
What are my viewpoints on immigration? Please.
Oh, you say,
enlighten me.
Yeah, I will. Well, okay, I have it right here, as a matter of fact. Now,
This is straight out of Boy in the Clouds.
This is Boy in the Clouds. your view on immigration is very clear here. It says, Mitaluk.
Uh-huh.
And Mitaluk definitely is referring to not wanting any immigrants in this country because you're going to Mitaluk them back to theirs. And we disagree with that.
What? Boy in the Clouds is literally a book about a young immigrant boy who is welcomed to America.
That's what you wanted us to believe, but
yes!
We saw right through it. Now, as a matter of fact, and while I have you, in your essay on the idea of why...
Excuse me. I would love to get Wyoming signed, your new book. I love it.
Oh. Thank you.
Jeez.
You've already read Wyoming.
I have. I got an advanced
copy. I'll get out of here. Look at page 9. Look at page 9. Really look at page 9.
I just loved it. I think you're talented. I think everything has gotten better. Every book has been better than the last, and you're really...
I'd like to think so, yes.
It's true. Gosh, you can just make it out to Monica.
To Monica. Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Like harmonica with no harm. Oh. But with an M.
Oh, so it just... Okay, so harmonica with no harm, but with an M.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
All right. What did you think of the rodeo chapter?
Oh, I loved the rodeo
chapter. Because it was kind of experimental for me.
Oh, no, you know what? I felt that, but I thought it was so amazing. Mm. And in fact, I'm a filmmaker, and I really would love to make this into a movie.
Because the entire chapter is from the perspective of a barrel.
I know, and I loved the way it was looking at the lasso. I felt like there was a lot going on there. Mm.
What was that about a filmmaker?
I'm a filmmaker... And I just thought maybe I could I could make a feature out of this.
Yes. No, nobody's tried to adapt one of my books since the novel.
Right. And I can see why. I mean, they're under-
We can all see why.
Oh, no.
Richard Landry.
Oh,
no, no. My old colleague, my old college roommate, still signing books here. Excuse me, miss.
Okay. Why are you guys wearing... What are those?
Ascots.
Ascots.
All. I'm wearing all ascots. Everything, head to toe.
Well, Hargreaves, Hargroves, Harhayden, Richard.
Richard. Lovely book signing. How many people is this? Six? No, seven?
Four?
Two?
I'm in line two back in here. Jesus. That makes at least eight of us.
What Snoofer's here. That? Snoofer is in
what
the house.
What the hell is that?
I'm a beach bum.
These are your fans, Richard?
Yes, because I actually take the time to go out and meet my fans and find out who they are face to face. They're people.
Disgusting. Disgusting. Richard Landry. Richard,
Richard
Landry.
Landry. Stop saying my name like that.
Landry. Laundry, laundry, laundry. Do you know how many books I've written by the time you've published?
I know.
Answer.
42.
That's right.
Yes, 42. Is it about the quantity, Hargroves, and not the quality?
You tell me.
Here's your Oreo. I couldn't get anything from the Cheesecake Factory, but it's Eli's Cheesecake. It should be great. Let me put this.
Did I say Eli's Cheesecake, David?
I had to hurry. Who
they didn't say Eli's, man. They said Cheesecake.
I want a Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. And did you get that cup of gumbo? I shouted it as you were leaving.
I didn't hear that. I mean, where do you get gumbo?
Where wow. Don't you get gumbo?
Oh, I guess you don't have a rider, Landry. Huh?
Okay, well, here's your coffee.
I have a rider. They just didn't obey it.
Oh. I'll get you a gumbo really fast.
Okay, no okra.
Richard, we're here to bring some news to you, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
You are officially excommunicated from the society.
Excommunicado.
Excommunicated.
Well, I don't want to be in the society in the first place.
You're not allowed to be.
You can't be. We don't want you.
I don't
want
to be.
You're Good. Out.
Well, it doesn't matter what you want. You can't be in it.
What do you want? You can't have it.
Excuse me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
What seems to be the problem here?
Well, your skin, for one.
Your toenails are scratching.
I'm doing fine, honey.
Ouch.
I'm doing just fine.
Get your hands off of his face.
You know what? A mosquito can bite my nose and I don't even feel it. So who's doing fine and who's not?
What the hell?
Richard. But my question is, this is my new friend. Richard's my new friend. It seems like y'all aren't being very nice to him.
We are not.
Thank you, Snoofa.
You're welcome, Richard.
What's your favorite book that Richard Landry's ever written?
I really like the Sesame Street book.
Children's book?
It's a children's book.
As a matter of fact, I did ghostwrite for Sesame Street.
What?
See, I knew it.
Yes. I wrote a book called Cookie Monster Goes to the Store.
Richard, put that knife away.
Yes. And it was some of my best writing.
Put the knife down.
It was some of the best writing I ever did. Cookie Monster Goes to the Store. And yes, the first letter of every sentence did spell out a message. And it spelled out fuck Hargreaves, Hargreaves, and Harhaden.
I
don't want to be in your fucking society.
No.
Where's my gumbo?
Where's my gumbo?
We now take you across town to a bank, Chase Bank, where the teller's job seems easy enough. The problem is never the difficulties of banking, but rather every story told by bankers as to what this particular money transaction means to them on this day.
Okay. So
next up, step closer to the...
Is it my turn or his turn?
It's your turn.
Okay.
Just step close enough to the microphone.
I just thought I was here first. But yeah, please.
Well, you didn't get into the line, and if you go to the back of the line, it snakes all the way until you get to the front.
And I asked if it was me or you, so you had an opportunity to say that to me.
Oh, so whoever asked first, how that works?
Yeah, I think that would be nice.
I'll tell you what, both of you step up. I've got the ability to do two transactions at once.
Well, mine's a little personal.
Mine's very personal.
Okay, I'll hum. I'll turn my head and hum while you complete your transaction.
It might be, if it's too loud humming, I might not be able to hear her through the
microphone. I'll go to the back of the line.
That's the spirit.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You're mildly attractive.
So are you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, how can I help you?
Well,
how can I make your day great?
So, my father recently passed. It's okay. And
I'm so sorry.
He had this crazy coin collection, which I have in here.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to get that turned into dollars.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, it's not my place to say, but you won't get any increased value in a coin here. I can only trade a dime for a dime. I mean, I would say there's a coin store. Yeah, but what I'm saying is if you went to a specialist, you could probably turn that into whatever it's worth. These are old. These are very old coins.
I just want you to count them and give me dollars back.
It's going to be a very low number from what you should get.
I just want dollars I can spend. You can pop them out of the cardboard. I do not care. Right now, these mean nothing to me.
Okay, I mean, I have to do this, but I am not a financial advisor, but these are worth definitely more than 25 cents. You've got every state here.
Right.
Okay. I'll do it.
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm
sorry. Punishing
I'm not
me?
Trying to do anything
You're
to you.
You're punishing me. I'm already grieving my father.
I can tell. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to bring it up. I'm just saying that this coin collection, some of these are out of print.
Well, then that should be good news for me.
There's a picture of a booger on Ford's face on this dime. That's very rare. That's super rare.
Ugh.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to
end
this.
Well, if you know what they're worth, then give me what they're worth. Or
I
you're
mean,
stealing
I don't
from
know
me.
What they're worth. I'm just saying I can only give
we'll
you 10
round
cents
up.
For it. I apologize, but that's just not how Chase Bank works. We try to make dreams happen, and we try to make futures brighter, but exact change is what you'll get. And that is $7.37.
Thank you. I'm taking all the peppermints.
Okay. Next.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, he's next? Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Well, when you went out of the line, you have to go to the back. I am sorry.
I thought I was behind the woman who was weird.
You went to the back of the line, buddy.
Oh, this is strange. Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. Please come closer.
All right. I want to just know how much is in my account right now.
All right. If you give me your debit card and a license, I can look that up for you right away.
All right. Here you go. Swipe the card.
Ooh.
Slide my license right in.
Oh, you're overdrawn, sir.
Say again.
You're overdrawn. You are negative $40. And if you don't
make
Let's do that again. Let's swipe this again, huh? Let's swipe this again.
Okay. And running up.
And let's get that card.
Phil?
Yes.
Phil Banks?
That's my name.
That's a clever last name. It's a clever last name. Yes, you're $40 overdrawn, and if we can't
Say that
square
again.
Even.
I'm
negative $40, and if we can't square even, there's going to be another fee that places on your account.
Okay. Well, hold on a second.
6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, hold on a second. Shut the hell up. All right.
What?
Shut the hell up for a second. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Look,
okay.
Let's do a little trade.
Uh-huh. Everything okay over here?
Yeah, we're fine. Okay.
Thank you, security.
Oh,
he's being aggressive, but give us a moment.
I'm a customer here.
I'm still in the middle of this transaction.
Sir, you need to get to the back of the line, sir.
Okay, this is a weird day.
Do you normally harass customers that are members of this bank?
She's the security guard.
I'm a security guard. It's not harassment. It's caring.
No, it's harassment because I'm a member of this bank. Okay?
So am I.
Oh, great.
I'm not just a security guard. I'm also a customer.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I have a vested interest in the safety of this bank,
I got a vested interest in being here because I got money in the bank.
Phil, calm down.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
You say kiss me?
No.
Holy shit. Donna.
Mike.
Donna Rashfield.
Wait. Oh, Phil? No, Phil.
Wait, what'd you call me, Mike?
I'm sorry, there was another guy around that.
This happened all the time.
Mike, please get back to the back of the line.
I just feel like if I could just do one quick transaction.
Phil Banks.
Yes, Phil Banks. Donna Rashfield. Hi, yeah. Not Mike. Pleasure.
Mike was.
Yeah, great. Some
nothing.
Other guy you
meant
were.
Nothing.
I don't know. I don't know this. Okay, look, Donna, can I handle my business, please?
Absolutely.
Can I handle
your business?
Oh, come on. Come on, Donna. All right, I don't have a lot of money anymore.
Look at you in those nice shoes. You're rich.
Come on, I just look rich, all right? I got this. I've been wearing the same Hugo Boss platinum sheer suit for 2 weeks, all right? This is not even a real Rolex.
Davis, how much is in his account?
He's got negative $40. He has nothing to his
name. I just want to do a trade.
Okay, well, what kinds of trades? Are we talking trading in dollars? Or
give me a loan.
Oh, that's not a trade.
If you give me a little loan, I'll go out and I'll make some money, and I'll come back and I'll give you that money. I'll trade you the money back, huh? Okay, come on. Let's make a deal.
What's going on, Phil?
I'm a deal guy, huh? Look.
Donna, you want me to cuff him?
Well, Donna, either cuff him or cosign. It's your call.
Huh?
But he's going to need a cosigner if I'm going to give him any money.
Huh?
Okay, run my credit. Just let me make sure I'm okay, David.
Oh, you're good, Donna. Oh. You've got good credit. Wow, that's impressive.
That's great. Okay.
Tell me about the dream you want to build.
Okay. I want to make this casino, right? But inside the casino, there's no gambling, okay? We just give out chicken strips. and people get to dip in different kind of sauces they want, and they get to run around.
A chicken restaurant.
Kind of, but it's a casino, okay? and people get to,
Sounds like a chicken restaurant.
It's a casino, Donna.
Is it a casino-themed chicken restaurant?
No, okay? All right, there's just chicken strips everywhere, and there's just plants, and all the girls are on skates, ice skates. It's all ice floor, And then,
cuff him.
What?
Okay, cuff him.
What
please.
The hell? Come on, Donna.
Okay, thank
Donna.
You.
Hi, I'd like to close my account, please.
Hi, am I next?
No, I am sorry. You have got to go to the end of the line. You're lucky that our security guard is busy right now, because if she hadn't been busy, I would have asked her.
Am I in trouble?
You. At this point, yeah, this is three times. If this was an airplane, you'd be tased and removed. But it's a bank. So
and if it was a comedy show, it would be great because the three is a comedic number.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's not your turn either.
Sorry, I don't care. I'll wait forever. I love it here.
I can let them go ahead of me. I don't want to cut ahead of anyone in line.
What a sweetie.
I'll be quick.
All right, fine. What do you need?
Hold on. One moment here. I have an announcement to make. I'm holding this bank up.
Wait.
Everybody on the ground now.
Oh. If you could just give me 1 second.
No, I'm holding the bank up.
Just 1 quick second.
I got 90 seconds before the police are
here. Oh, wait,
here.
I can see the note. He was going to hold the bank up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going to do it too?
I was.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Can I close my account before we go?
This is not a good time to close an account. I am sorry. We're not going to be able to do that. In fact, I don't know who to respond to first.
Well, I was in, honestly, I was in line.
Yeah, I said it aloud, you know. I kind
of
came.
Get out of my way, everybody on the ground!
And look, that's comedy. Three.
Listen, this is
funny.
Nothing
funny about this gun, sweetie.
I wouldn't mind a stack of those Gerald Ford booger dimes.
I've come for the Booger Dimes.
Well, how did you know they were even here?
You kidding me?
Listen, I am not prepared to deal with three robbers.
Booger Dimes in the back!
I was here first. I was here first. I was here first.
But I said it aloud first.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. You guys are here first?
Well, I mean, I was here first. Granted, I have been a little pushy.
All right, it's okay.
So,
I'll wait.
Know.
I'll get in line. I understand.
But I feel bad.
Chaos is not
cool.
No.
You came in so hot. It was great.
I know. I thought so, yeah. But I don't want to overstep lines.
No.
I'm going to get in the back.
Well, it's up to you.
Well, I've spent my time now. I have bagged up all of the cash into this one bag.
Okay.
And I am going
you got
to...
Three
oh,
bags?
I don't have that much in my account.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't close your account before I brought them their money.
How much money was in your account?
Yeah, what do you need?
I could run your card if you give me your license.
Give me my license, okay.
Oh, this is going to take a minute. By the way, where are you from?
Originally, yeah. Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Nice.
Father was working there in the mines, and then my mom was also working in the mines.
How about now? You said originally. How about now? Where are you from now?
Well, that's a great question.
It's not in my shirt pocket.
I always ask myself that. Where am I from now?
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that.
73, I've looked it up for you. $73,000 in your account.
Well, that sounds about right.
And how much money is in that big bag of money?
I didn't count it. I just emptied all
if
the
drawers.
If
you had a guess.
$250,000?
All right. All right. What's your name, sir?
My name is...
God. Okay. Why don't you give...
It's on my license. Well,
you should know it.
This
you
is Michael Michael Shivel.
Okay. Why don't we give Mr. Shivel his money back?
Michael Shivel. I once knew a fellow by that name.
That's your name, Mr. Shivel?
Michael Shivel.
Why don't we give Mr. Shivel his money?
That's really nice of you.
In cash.
Then I can rob him, so I get the 73K.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
right?
Okay.
And then you guys take the rest of the 250.
Then we rob you.
That seems personal.
I gotta be honest, I have to actually hand this bag off to somebody now. If I do any more with it, I'm complicit in this crime.
Okay, mm-hmm. I don't want to touch it first. Do you want to touch the bag first?
Yeah.
How about it, Arizona?
Yeah, I'll touch it. There you go. Thank you.
Could I just interject with something here?
Yes, Mr. Shivel?
Everybody get on the goddamn floor.
Oh!
Everybody get on the goddamn floor. This is a stick-up.
Okay.
What is get that, a bazooka?
That's a bazooka.
Jesus.
Holy That's what I was looking for in my pants all along, and I found it.
But this is your bank, Mr. Shivel.
This is Shivel's bank.
You're on camera right now. They know who you are.
Yeah, they know who I am. I don't care.
Right. This is not what I was expecting.
I'm not scared.
I'm weirdly calm, too.
Isn't this weird?
Yeah.
I feel pretty scared over here, but seems like you guys are all working it out.
Is the bazooka loaded?
Hell yeah, it's loaded.
Okay.
Why? What would be the point of carrying around an unloaded bazooka?
Well, I don't know why. This bazooka seems cartoonish.
It seems cartoonish, yeah.
It's a real bazooka, Joe.
Oh.
Yeah, I see that. Was that funny?
I didn't think so.
Okay, well, you're the... Expert.
I'm in the comedy class. I'm not an expert yet. It could have been.
Look.
Careful why you're waving that around there, partner.
Look, every Bazooka Joe has a joke in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And a piece of gum.
Yeah.
Give me my goddamn money.
I'm sorry, but the money is in that bag right there, and you're going to have to take it from, well, we've called him Arizona at this point. So you'll have to take it from Arizona.
All right.
Mr. Shivel, I'm ready to die.
Well, don't get crazy there, youngster.
I'm ready to die.
Oh, why do you say that?
I don't know where I'm from. I don't have a home.
I just need to interrupt you just a moment because I like you guys, and I feel like if that bazooka goes off, we're all done for. And well, Donna will be back very soon.
I don't know. She seemed to be hitting it off with that dude.
She had him in handcuffs.
But like...
Donna, this is what I'm saying, all right? We get a couple hundred grand, you know what I mean? We pop it up.
Don't you lick your lips like that.
Oh, boom!
Uh-oh.
You have to go check that out, or can we talk more?
You know.
Come on, go ahead with the chicken strips, huh? Extra crunchy, extra crispy, juice.
I can't co-sign on this chicken skating
restaurant.
Come
on!
No. Listen, yes, I'm lonely, and I've missed something fun and reckless, but this is too much.
If you're waiting to get into the bank, it's closed.
Listen, Phil, I don't know what brought us together today, but...
Boom!
I wonder what
should you check that out?
I think it's okay. I don't want to do that.
Check it out?
I don't want to check it out.
Then open this casino with me.
Okay. Okay!
Oh! Okay. Let's go to the bank right now. Let's pull out the cash. Let's do this.
3 years later, people are lining up to get into the chicken casino.
All right, guys, just so we're clear, it's a 3-hour wait. Oh, all
right?
It, worth it. 3 hours. Okay.
Wait, but is it a casino? Or is this
it's
got to
be a casino.
Restaurant?
We've waited for 3 hours. This casino had better have slot machines.
I got my players card online. Where's the slot machines?
I'm hoping to get into a poker game.
I'm starving.
It smells like chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does smell a lot like chicken, and I did not come here to eat.
It smells like ice, too. Do you guys smell that? That sort of ice skate smell?
There is a smell of ice skates.
Yeah.
Ice skating smell, yeah.
There's the rink. Whoa.
Oh, look at that. Well, I mean, I know why I'm waiting in line. Did you all not know you're waiting 3 hours for a casino you don't know anything about? This they serve the best chicken.
I have never researched a casino I gambled at, for the record.
I just got in the line. Whenever I see a line, I hop in.
Oh, that's your deal?
A billboard on I-42.
Oh, billboard. Those work.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I'm here.
It's my understanding that the only thing you win here is delicious food.
When do they open up?
So do you win it or do you just buy it? I guess my big hang up is, are we just buying chicken?
Yeah. Well, you put money into a slot machine, you select your order, you pull the lever, and then out comes your chicken.
Oh, I'm not staying here.
I think that sounds fun.
Hey, nobody can leave the line, okay? Nobody can leave the line, all right?
Why can't we leave the line?
Hey, no questions either, okay? So we're just staying in the line. Once you get to the front, you can exit through the building, okay? Thank you.
You can exit through the building. Thank you, he said. And the casino was never opened again.
Casino opened again. COA, COA.
No, there's no hidden meeting there.
COA.
Landry, you've done it again.
Thus concludes today's reading.
Richard Landry.
That was good.
Richard Landry. Huh?
Am I back in the society?
Completely.
You're in.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
What a fantastic fiction story, huh?
Yes. My imagination is vivid.
Mm.
A casino that only sells chicken.
Yeah, that seems really far-fetched.
Very strange.
Outside the box, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yes, but do I make it feel real?
Yeah.
I gotta say, I know I'm just here as his hype man.
Jesus
but
Christ.
Damn it, every time he reads that chicken casino shit, I get all excited.
There is sand on the sides of your mouth.
Every time he reads it? How many times have you heard that?
Well, I mean, I'm his hop man, so I'm hearing it a lot. I heard it about 4 times last week. I heard it this morning on the car drive. We were boogie boarding together yesterday. He's playing it from memory. He's got it down so good. But I'd like to be in the society.
Snoofa, I don't think you've ever written anything that would allow you to be a part
of
the...
Well, give Snoofa a chance.
I agree. We'll give her a chance. But
her?
Hey, it's fine.
I had no idea.
Oh.
And if I could get another cup of gumbo, by the way, this tastes like a smoothie with a $20 bill in it.
No, that can't be. I made this gumbo myself. And
you
I
made this gumbo yourself?
I didn't have a choice. There was nothing open to buy gumbo from. Where do you get gumbo at 11 in the morning?
Well,
your requests have just broken me. This is a Barnes & Noble. I don't know.
Bring.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
What?
It's me. I'm talking to you, and you're not even near me.
Where are you? Who is this?
Las Vegas!
And so concludes another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our players, shall we? Let's go around the bend and see who's got special things to talk about. James Heaney, what do you got for us?
I've been releasing brief news brief twice a week.
Right.
You can find it on Stitcher now.
Oh,
audio version,
lovely.
Yes.
And where do folks tune into the Stitcher? What is it under? James Heaney?
It's under brief news brief.
Oh, okay. Brief news brief. Vanessa Raglan, oh my, have things been blowing up at the Dynasty Typewriter.
Yeah, people should come on down to Dynasty Typewriter. You can find the theater's schedule at dynastytypewriter.com, and we've had great stuff. Last week, Conan came. I mean, it's like dreamy and so fun. So do that, and Instagram, Dynasty Typewriter.
Not Conan O'Brien, but still.
No, but it was a really nice guy, yeah.
Conan the Barbarian?
Guy. Yeah.
Conan Johnson.
Still such a treat to me.
Joey Greer, what do you got for us?
Bear Supply at the West Side Comedy Theaters every second and fourth Wednesday at 9 o'clock. And then In Conversation with Music
at the dinette.
You did a show at the Dynasty Typewriter, did you not?
Yeah.
Killed it.
I heard it was sold out and hilarious, so you'll be going back soon, perhaps.
Yeah.
Craig Kukowski.
At Kukowski on Twitter, at Craigslist PCast for my movie podcast, at Orange Tux Improv for my improv endeavors.
Improva
endeavors. It's not related to improvisation.
I see. Yeah. Chris Alvarado.
I don't think I've once mentioned my improv team, Heyday.
Let's do that now.
Yeah. Heyday is a great team. And what with the closure of I.O. and all, we've been doing a lot of shows all over the city, including finding a home at the Second City and at the West Side Comedy Theater. So, I don't know. Check out Heyday Improv somewhere.
All right. Look at those calendars at westsidecomedy.com. And you said Second City.
That's right.
Oh, great. All right, I want to thank our engineer, Doug Boehm. Doug Boehm, everybody, bring it up. Yes, indeedy, and the fine folks at How Stuff Works.
What are you up to, Kevin?
I don't see how that's your business. Until next time, say bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.